Okay.
Be funny.
Are we on?
That's a horrible thing to
we're
say.
We're on.
We're yeah. on.
Be how, funny,
how,
yeah.
How can you be funny?
Be funny. That's a terrible thing to say to you.
Yeah, it is a terrible thing, because how do you know how to be funny?
Yeah, right. You are funny, though.
Yeah. But I don't know that. I'm just, what I'm trying to do is I'm
you're
just...
You're a funny guy. You're a funny, funny guy. You know.
You, I think, want to do stand-up, and you're going to... Yeah, this is what I was thinking. Why does Mike have me here? I'm so insecure.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You
but
shouldn't
you
be.
Should be. I could see you wanting to do that. We could go out on the
stand-up.
Road.
We could. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could do live shows.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about stand-up, though. I mean, the idea of standing in front of an audience and kind of making them laugh.
Well, what did you do in your thing that I went to in
Shepherd's Bush? Yeah, but I didn't feel like I was being a comedian. I was
no,
kind of
didn't.
Being a sort of host, wasn't I?
Yeah, but that's all being a stand-up is. You're being a host. Hello, how are you? That's what you're saying.
I guess so. Well, I'm a bit like you. I think we're all the same. You can't really
tell. We are not all the same. You're not the same.
No, but at the time you're doing it, you don't know if it's good or bad or you're different. I don't know. I mean, if you hear them laughing, it's nice, but they don't always laugh. So sometimes you're going, they're not laughing, so should I carry on with this shit or should I change it? Or what should I do, make them laugh more? You know.
Well, that's why people are saying this stream is really funny.
It is.
But what?
Because there's no punchline.
But the point is, you don't know whether something's funny. People say something funny. How do you know it's going to be funny?
It is, well, because we are funny, I think.
No.
No.
We might, no.
You're not having that?
I'm not having that.
All right, we say funny things then.
No,
but not all of it's funny.
People associate, I don't know about you, but with me, they say, oh, this guy sounds funny.
Yeah.
You know.
You do sound funny, though.
Yeah, because other people like me have sounded this way.
You think that's what it is?
Yes, that's what it is.
They're mistaking you for other people.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think that's true. No, I think they're genuinely listening and liking the way you speak because you sound funny. It's a very engaging accent you've got. Very engaging
You just
voice.
Said it. You just repeated it back
no,
to me.
But the people
the engaging
like that.
Accent. Sounds like a New York Jew.
Yeah.
Other New York Jews have been funny. You're a funny guy. That's kind of not the Scottish because those people.
I don't really have an accent, really. It's a kind of a nondescript accent.
You
I
don't,
have.
But you have a certain way.
Yeah.
The similarity between the two of us, if there is a similarity, is you're a very authentic person.
It's true.
Okay? And you say shit. And people who say shit, people, they laugh at that.
Also, it's timing, isn't it, as well? I think it's timing.
What does timing mean?
Timing means saying it at the right time. I mean, we're actually quite good at not talking over each other. People sometimes say to me, you're always talking over everyone, you know, in the show.
Yeah.
Somebody actually sent a message. We call them pedants, right? They send in these messages. They don't like them, something.
A pedant?
Pedant. You know what a pedant is? Somebody who's overly concerned with the small details.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll say things like...
Didn't I use that word before?
You said you made a sort of extension of the word.
Yes.
Pedantry.
But it was based... Yeah,
pedantry.
Yes.
It's pedantry. Pedantry.
Yeah.
When people kind of say things like, Mike should stop talking so much. I'm like, it's a talk show that I host. Why should I stop talking?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking I'm like talking over you. I shouldn't talk over you.
No, but we don't actually. The thing is, quite often I get people in here and they sit over there and quite often we end up talking over each other because they're always trying to say something. Whereas we have quite a good rhythm, I think.
I think we've got it because you're my boss.
I'm really not, but we have a good rhythm. And so you kind of... intrinsically, you know when to stop, and I know when to stop, and so we don't talk over each other, which I think is good.
Yeah, you want to believe that it's intrinsic. It's not intrinsic.
No,
I'm thinking I should just shut the up.
Right. Well, you shouldn't, though, because then it would be boring.
Yes, exactly.
I might as well just do it on my own.
Because
I knew a guy once, who was my former partner.
Did you see how I stopped talking there?
I did.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Don't think it's intrinsic. I mean, maybe it's better if
you think
it's intrinsic.
This is a guy that I used to do a podcast with. We fell out, right, and he'd... started to do one on his own.
Yeah, and it was horrible.
It was crap.
It's like my stream.
It was rubbish.
It's like my stream. We got lots of people who are watching my stream.
Yeah.
They come on, this is like horrible.
Yeah. No, but he would like ask questions.
It's like a porn scene. It's just me and some...
Yeah.
And there's no... You know, it's just me and a girl. And the next time there's no girl, they think, I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah, well, they have OnlyFans like that, don't they?
No, I'm saying...
You don't always have to have a girl with you.
You always have to have a girl.
Well, yes, but I mean, saying you could...
I'm not saying you are the girl.
You could do a porn, scene without one.
Then it would be gay porn. If I just did me, I don't think...
Not necessarily.
I don't think there'd be many girls watching it.
Well, they might want to, I don't know.
I mean, they might be. Okay, finish it. I see, I interrupted you.
And
you know what I did? I made a list.
Did you?
Of all the incomplete... Yeah, a list, because I listened to
last... I like a list.
A list.
I love making lists.
But see, I do too, but I never finish them. But I made a list.
I've got loads of lists in my phone, right? Yeah. I make lists about things all the time.
Because you're a successful person.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I just like making lists.
No, that's why you're successful, because you make lists.
Right.
And what's his name? You know, they're famous people make a list because they can't remember things, everything, and then
I came out today without my car keys.
Yeah.
I had to go back upstairs and get them.
That's a problem.
I didn't make a list for that.
You know, I walked out of the house without my car keys, and I realized normally, I don't have a car.
And you don't have a car.
So was it the problem?
No, not a problem.
That's why you shouldn't worry about leaving the house without your car keys.
I do, because it's three floors to go back up and get them.
Fancy. You know? Living on the third floor.
Third floor, yeah. It's a top flat.
Yeah.
Because I'm so forgetful, I now have to put everything on the kitchen cabinet.
Yeah.
As I walk past, I see it all there, I take it out with me, but it was there and I still didn't take it.
Right.
So does that mean I'm deteriorating even further into some kind of dementia?
No, need to be organized. You know, I'm watching all these YouTube videos. It's all about organization. So you're doing a list is something that they say to do. You should do that at any
age. Are you organized?
I'm more organized now than I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah, because maybe I'm losing my mind.
Are you tidy?
I'm not tidy, but I'm tidier than any of the women that I've ever been out with. That's how you know this country is F-U-C-K, because the women are just, I don't know, maybe,
yeah, but not all maybe women Elena untidy, should. But they're not all untidy.
They're pretty much all untidy.
Really?
Nowadays, they are. I mean, you haven't been in many...
I wouldn't say that. No.
You wouldn't say that.
No, I know some women who are very tidy.
Yeah, that's good.
And who are actually really annoyingly tidy.
We should take a vote of Elena and Charlotte over here.
I imagine Elena's
Charlotte
probably quite
is
tidy.
A proper...
Yeah, see, she's
she
tidy.
Is.
I'm a lot.
Because I don't think Charlotte's tidy, but
because she comes from Russia, they didn't have many things except an egg with another egg in it and an icon on the wall and a doll, whatever. Yeah. That's all they
that's
had.
That's a bit of a stereotype, that.
Obviously, it's a joke.
I know.
What, do you think anybody believes that that's true about Russia?
Well, I believe everything you say.
Maybe it's true.
Believe everything you say.
They have they have a couple of bottles of vodka.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even have Russian dolls in Russia.
What is a Russian doll? Is that the thing with the egg and the egg and the
egg? It's the thing with the smaller and smaller and smaller one. Yeah. My sister used to have one when she was little.
Well, ask Elena.
But she didn't buy it in Russia. Did you have them in Russia?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Her face just lit up. She thinks, oh my God. She thinks, she thinks, this guy knows me. He knows me.
Yeah.
Into my soul.
Yeah.
Are you thinking that?
No. Does
she have a boyfriend?
She's married.
She's married.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good.
You said you like married women better.
I do like married women, but I'm not going to make an announcement here. No, me and Elaine.
You don't want to talk about that, do you?
I'm still waiting for Marilyn to call me.
Yeah. She was on earlier, actually.
She was. Yeah. Margaret.
Margaret, yeah. That cake she made was really nice.
I didn't taste the cake.
Yeah, I took it home.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
And you ate it.
I didn't eat all of it.
Where do you get your shirts from? Are they Brooks Brothers shirts?
No, these are from, I can't remember the name of the place. It's the labels on the back.
You buy them new?
I do buy them new, yeah. Okay. I don't wear other people's clothes. I know you like to pick stuff up.
Are you
wearing anything that you picked up in the estate today?
No, well, the jeans, the charity shop jeans. The shirt is a charity shop shirt.
That's okay. I used to buy stuff in charity shops, but not anymore. I don't like the smell.
I know.
It's a kind of weak... In Scotland, you call it fusty.
Fusty?
Fusty.
Well, why is the smell so bad?
Because it's kind of dead people smell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because generally speaking, the stuff in the charity shop is more or less likely to have been donated by someone whose partner died. Because they don't... I don't want to do with all this stuff. And they just give it to the charity shop.
I don't
give stuff to charity shops.
You don't?
No.
Well, I sell it on Vinted. You can go to my Vinted
I have
page.
Loads of stuff that I could do that with, but I can't be bothered, though, because then you have
Because you're rich and successful,
well,
and you're on your way to being an international producer.
Yeah, but hang on. Don't you have to, package it all up and stuff?
No, it's so easy.
So how do you sell it?
You sell it. Let's say you have a shirt.
Right.
Okay? You have a shirt.
Right.
And you
put it online.
You put it online, and they
and
order
it. And all these bozos
it.
Get in touch.
No, they don't even get in touch. They either buy it or they don't. They can maybe lower the price or something. And it is bozo. It's really bad. But you put it in a bag.
Right.
You don't even have to put a label on it.
You put it in
a bag.
Like a plastic bag.
Whatever is a mailing bag.
Yeah, so you have to go to the post office, though.
Yeah, but what else am I doing?
Well, that's ridiculous.
It isn't ridiculous.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I need to get out of the house. I need to go across.
Do you have a post office nearby?
Not. It's not close by. It's It's not close by, but it's enough for me to walk there and walk back. And
so how often did you do that every week?
If, well, no, because people have stopped buying because I stopped. I don't know what happened.
There's got rid of all the good shit.
Maybe because we're in a period of like hyperinflation.
Yeah, people can't afford it. How much do you charge for a shirt?
I think, oh my God, this shirt is a 100-pound shirt.
Right.
And so I'll charge for 10 pounds.
10.
And then someone says, I'll give you two, you know. And then somebody says, like I was selling.
Do they pay the postage or do you have to pay?
They pay the postage. All you got to do is put it in the bag. You don't even have to write a label out.
And you have to write their address on it.
You don't have to do anything. No. And then you.
Well, how do they know where to sell it?
Because it's on the computer. The computer scans it. They'll print the label out for you.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll put it on it. You don't even have to put the thing on it.
I mean, the post office does
it. Not even the post office. Mm. It's just any kind of shop. So it's not like a post office, which in this country is open between 10 and 2 in the afternoon.
It's a nightmare, the post office, isn't it?
It is a nightmare because it's a command socialized, horrible communism.
I mean, the only post office that I used to go to, which was a proper post office, was in London Bridge. They had a proper post office where you could actually. I went and got my driving license renewed there because they could even take your picture. But otherwise, it's all like sub post offices.
Yeah, but that should be. It should be any post office.
Of a supermarket.
Why should they be in any way controlled by the government?
It's the Royal Mail. It was supposed to.
Yeah, but why should it?
But
be?
It's a private company now. It's not.
Exactly. But why should it be a public company? It's the same thing with healthcare.
Well, I suppose because it's a public service, isn't it? It used to be. Do you know when I was living in Scotland, right? Years ago, we did an experiment, and it turned out that it took longer to get a letter from Edinburgh to London than it did when they used to have a horse guy was quicker.
Yeah.
You know, he could do it in like 2 days. You could send a first class letter from Edinburgh to London, it takes about 3 days.
I don't want to complain because that'll mean that I've become really British. But the post office used to be the best thing about this country. Mm. You know, you mail something, it's going to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah. Now,
they didn't even put. Yeah.
I don't get much post now.
Yeah.
I mean, I very rarely do. I've got a little mailbox and I hate opening it because the only thing that's ever in there is something from the tax man.
Yeah.
Or a bloody.
Or your TV license.
No, because I do that online. Or.
I'm not going to say that.
What do you call it? Parking fine or some kind of moving violation. It's all that ever comes in the mail.
Right.
I don't get any post, but otherwise.
Right. I get stuff from Southwark Council, so it's all bad news.
Yeah.
But you can get bad news anything from Hermes or Avery or whatever. There's
I heard a guy on the radio yesterday being interviewed. He's come up with some new app, which apparently is, what was that? Was that some noise?
Charlotte.
You mind? We're recording a podcast.
She's making a face. She feels. She knows she's done bad. See her. She's made a face.
She hasn't had a good week.
No, she hasn't had a good week. What happened?
She
broke up with her husband.
No, I don't think so.
Does she have a husband? Isn't he her husband or is he a boyfriend?
And somebody else's husband.
Is he a boy? He's really good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I think he's really somebody else's husband. Guy. I don't know.
Somebody else. Are you sharing a husband?
Yeah, could be. I sat here last Wednesday, I think it was, and for about 2.5-3 hours doing an audio book version.
Oh, yeah, you did that.
So I sat in the other studio and I read the whole book out and recorded it.
Yeah.
And do you know what she did?
She deleted the entire file.
She trashed the entire file, yeah.
Well,
so I had to do it again yesterday.
It can happen. The thing about women is. You had to do it over. You had to do it all over again. All over again.
And this is why I'm so grateful. It was a short book because it was like it was only a couple of hours.
A couple of hours at your time. Right. Did you fire her?
Well, I said if it'd been a really big book and it had taken me a week, I'd probably have killed her.
Yeah.
But you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
I was all right because it was such a short book.
And that, you know what?
But I was getting a bit delirious yesterday. I didn't think there was enough air in here, and I was kind of like I was swooning around.
That's the kind of thing that I find really attractive. Is a woman who's like that, you know, can mess up like that. That's
good, isn't it?
It's not
it
even
is.
A red flag. It's like, oh yeah, she's like incompetent. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not an attractive image for me.
Is that for you? Because you're a success. Me, I just think that she's perfect. She's going to allow me to have Shafarian mess ups.
I mean, we've all made mistakes. There's no question.
But some people are a mistake. Some people are like.
Some people are accident prone.
Yeah, like me. I'm like that.
I used to work with a photographer who was really, and I didn't want to get on planes with him because he was so accident prone. I thought one day
the plane is going to crash
because he's that unlucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so everything happened to him. Everything used to happen to him.
Right. So what did he do? He survived.
He's still alive. He lives in... No, of course not.
Well, why shouldn't you...
Because I'm a very benevolent kind of guy.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to make her like you? She has absolutely no respect for you now.
She has no respect, no. It's a shame, but, you know, what can we do?
The next time she's going to think, I'm going to write the book.
Yeah.
Oh. And before I interrupted you, you can talk in a second.
Thank you.
But one of my fans on my live stream at 5 p.m., Louis Schaefer, Uncooked, requested that I give you a copy of your book for you to sign.
Okay.
They're going to send it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
And I've given them my address, so maybe they can come and visit me.
That's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to give your address out.
Well, I don't have an office like this. I should get maybe a postal box.
Well, do you know, we used to have an office address, which was like a P.O. box.
Yeah.
But it was so expensive. People started sending all this stuff to us, right?
And you got to go check it.
Well, the trouble is you have to pay for them then to send it here. Because we didn't want to give the address of the studio out in case people started sending
up. But if you've got a postal, don't you have to go to the post office box and pick it up?
No, they would deliver it here.
That's a super expensive one.
Well, it was, yeah. And so we ended up saying, this is just not worth the money.
No.
Do you want more water?
No. Sure. I drank the coffee. You've got Charlotte put it in one of your
cups. It's one of those heron cups.
Heron cups. Why is that your symbol, the heron?
Well, the heron. Have you never heard the heron story? I can't tell it again.
Don't tell it to me.
It's sort of a lucky charm, the heron. It's a good omen. Because in folklore...
Yeah,
the heron is a kind of a welcome beast if you see one.
Why?
Because it's a good luck charm apparently.
Okay, well
it
that's
signifies
lovely. Check
new.
That out.
The Native Americans are very big on it. Apparently, Red Indians as we used to call them.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to call them that now.
I'm going to start to cry. I don't even know why I'm crying.
Was it because you might have had some long...
No, because I interrupted you. I interrupted you.
You were telling a story.
Exactly. And then someone's going to... Because that's what I wrote. There's a million of these
things. So what's on the list? Tell us.
Well, from like last week.
So what's on there?
It was Jonathan Aitken.
Jonathan Aitken?
Yes. Do you remember
him? Yes, I do. The Sword of Truth man.
Yeah.
He went to jail.
Because he lied or something.
He did.
Something.
He lied. He sued The Guardian, I think, over something or other.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
it was.
And
then The Guardian proved...
But The Guardian proved that he was involved in some kind of...
money scam.
Jiggery-pokery around, I think it was defense contracts or something like that.
Yes.
He was a government minister anyway.
Well, I read that.
But he
said
he was going to defend himself with the Sword of Truth and the Shield of Fair Play.
Yeah.
And then it turned out he was a liar.
He was a liar. And so he got nailed by it.
But then he came out and became this kind of born-again Christian or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's the part of the story.
He was reborn.
Cool, we were discussing this. Yeah. Because I was saying that guy, you know, our day
forgiveness.
Guy, would be, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But he's dead. So he's not going.
He's not coming back.
He's not coming back.
No. Unless he comes back in some other form.
Yeah.
You know, like reincarnated as a tortoise or something. A dog.
You know, you wouldn't put it past those people for believing
then
in that.
Maybe you could tell the story.
Because they don't really believe in God, really.
No. It's all gone away, hasn't it? I mean, it's funny. It was the biggest story of all time about a week ago. Yeah. And now nobody mentions his name. Because this is the world we live in now, right?
Because why? Where people are embarrassed?
I think people just move on so quickly. I used to say that there was a news cycle that would last about a week. Yeah. Now it's like 24 hours.
Right.
You know, because you've already moved on to the next thing. And you've forgotten all about the guy that you felt really terrible about yesterday.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow there's somebody else
who's even worse than that guy.
Yeah.
It's sad that he's dead. It's sad that his
parents... Of course it's sad that he's dead.
It's sad that his parents abused him to that degree that he felt he needed to be that delusional in order to be loved.
We haven't heard from his parents, have we?
No, his parents are the worst.
Does he have any?
His parents are as bad as Kate and Jerry McCann. Sorry.
Well,
am I allowed to say that? Should I not say
that?
Well,
you can say it.
I shouldn't say it.
I'm sure they've heard worse. What else is on the list?
What's on the list is
this is good. I like the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'll start from the beginning.
You start from the top.
My ex-wife was from Fife. I said Pitlochry.
Ah.
Which is near Fife.
It's nowhere near Fife.
Is it? It is. It's up there.
It's completely different. Yeah, but it's north of Fife.
It's north of Fife. But she's from Fife. She was a Fifer. She lived in it. I'm not going to out her where
Fife
she's living.
Fife is there's a place called Kirkcaldy.
which is bad. Fife,
which is like the heroin capital of Britain.
Right, but there's also really beautiful areas.
East Fife is lovely.
She's from
the coast then?
She's from slightly off the coast.
A lot of nice fishing villages up there.
Yeah, it's beautiful where she was from. Yeah. She was from a really beautiful place.
Was she quite posh then?
No, she wasn't posh, I don't think. No, she wasn't. On her mother's side, she was not posh. But she wasn't posh. But she's a bit posh now. She sounds like the Prime Minister. I don't want to talk about her. I don't want to talk about her. Why do you always bring her up?
Why is she on the list then?
Because she's in my brain.
I don't want to talk about her, but I'll put her
she's
on the list.
She's in my brain.
Maybe she'd have two lists.
I was so in love with her. I was so in love. Not really. For a moment.
Was she attractive?
She was really, I think at one point in her, she was really beautiful.
Really? Dark haired?
It depends. It depends on the day, baby. She was lightish.
Lightish.
No, she wasn't blonde. Not she wasn't blonde. Like that way.
No.
She was.
Did you show her pictures of her?
I'll show you. You want to see a picture of my ex-wife? I haven't seen it.
Well, you carry it around with you.
No, I'm making a joke. Yeah. I don't have that. Do you have pictures of your ex-wife?
Not really, no.
She'd be happy.
You know, my ex-wife pretty much burned everything that I owned.
Yeah, that's a woman thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were living in Wiltshire at the time.
Is she English?
She's American.
American. Yeah. It's universal.
She's from Connecticut.
Why do women do that?
She was born in Long Island, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't Jewish, was she? Jewish?
No, Catholic.
Catholic.
Yeah.
Born on Long Island. Remember, Long Island's 110 miles long. It's quite a long thing.
She was born in, what's the name of the place? It was closer into the city, you know.
Where Christians
not
live.
Not like Great Neck or something
Washington,
like that.
Port Washington.
No.
South of
I
there.
I should know this. I've forgotten.
Massapequa. Amagansett. I mean, I can name every single place.
Yeah, I used to be able to do all that as well.
But I can't do it now.
I would say it was sort of out towards...
Hewlett.
Oyster Bay, but not the posh bit.
So it was on top of the island?
I think it was the north part of the island.
Okay, yeah, then you don't
about
know. You don't
a
know.
A third of the way out.
I mean, if she heard this, she'd think, oh my God, he's forgotten about me. He doesn't even remember where I live.
Yeah, I have forgotten.
Yeah, you've forgotten about
her. Yeah, it's been a long time. We haven't been split up since like 2001, too.
Yeah, same thing with me. It's a long time. But they live in your brains every time.
But she set fire to basically everything that I owned, apart from some clothes.
Like out in the back
in the garden. Yeah.
She set fire to
it. Yeah, she had a bonfire.
Because you broke her heart.
You were
going to be such a good husband, and you couldn't stop cheating.
Yeah, it's true. And then
is that true?
I got some CDs, basically.
I never cheated.
And she burnt. I had all these great photographs from Bosnia when I went to Bosnia. Because in those days, you still printed them all out. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She burned all those. So I don't have any of those.
That's a blessing.
And I had a written.
Isn't that a blessing?
I'd written a book.
I'm asking you a question.
No.
Isn't that a blessing?
No, because they were like historic pictures of me in a war zone.
Yeah, so what?
Like me next to a big sign of
but
Sarajevo.
There is, you have a thing over there. Beast of Bosnia.
Yeah, but that was when I left the Express. They made
you look
me
fat even then.
Yeah, I was. They made me. Yeah. They said, Mr. Blobby goes to war, they said on that picture.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. No, that was because when you leave a newspaper, they make you up a front page and, you know, write a funny message on it, which is what they've done.
Like especially in
many
this
thanks and farewell to the man who put the wilt in Wiltshire. That's what it says.
Wilt.
So I've gotten all of my memories have been destroyed.
They haven't been. The memories are still there. The actual physical.
The physical memories.
Because I've been reading about uncluttering, and that's what it's all about.
That's a Japanese woman who does that, isn't it?
Madame Curie. What's her name?
The one who does all
I
the
know.
Tidying
Marie
up.
Marie Kondo.
That's it. Yeah. But then she said later that she got it wrong.
No.
Right? Yeah, she did. She did that whole thing, right, where, you know, rearrange all your furniture, rearrange all your sock drawer and everything, change everything in your house. And then later she came out and went, actually, that's not what you should do.
No, well, what should you do?
It's the complete opposite, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, now I've got to check
that
out.
I've never paid attention to any
of
these
people. Okay, if someone's watching this, they should check it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out.
She definitely came out.
I don't like when you said that, because it's like what they say. Do you know Dr. Atkins? He totally disavows this. He changed his mind.
But they do, though.
You know, he died as a vegetarian. It is.
But this is why you shouldn't follow anything that anybody tells you to do.
Except what Louis Schaeffer says. You should always listen.
Yeah, but you follow your own instinct. Because once you start following what other people say, and then they change their mind, where are you then?
Yeah, but we don't know that to be true. You probably just heard that.
No, I haven't just made that up. It's true.
I believe you made that up.
It's definitely true.
I mean... She's right about it, because people, like, I look at my life,
yeah,
my stuff. You lost those pictures. That's horrible. I've got at least.
You made this me is brilliant. It's a real comedy aid.
It is. It.
It's what else is? What else is on there?
Okay, so your wife's iPhone 5. you scattered your ashes.
My dad's
your
ashes.
Your dad's ashes. Yeah. And I thought I should have paid more attention and more caring to that, because it's your dad. I should be more caring.
Oh, it's fine. It was absolutely fine.
Was I fine? You didn't think, he doesn't care about my dad's.
No. Because I don't care either. I mean, they're ashes, right? What are you going to do?
They're ashes. And I made a joke about something like that, you're the council's looking for you or something. Or like.
I mean, some people care about ashes, right?
Yeah.
My sister, for example, still has some of my mother's ashes in the house.
Right.
And she's like, do you want some? And I'm like, not really.
No.
What are we going to do with them?
It's not even ashes. It's
The thing that I've never understood, and nobody can explain this, is if you're in a coffin and they put you into the incinerator.
They don't put the coffin in.
Well, who takes the body out then?
They take the body. And
do they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I was involved with the cemetery in Southwark Council. And they got a crematorium there.
Right.
They like dump the body.
Have you ever
in.
Seen them though doing?
I've seen a video of it where they take the body and they basically drop the body.
In that case, they must have secondhand coffins then. But you never get asked if you want one.
No, you don't. Well, that's where the money is in the coffin.
So I think they burn the coffin. You see, and that means that the ash is more than just the ash.
Can I ask Elena for a pen?
Yeah,
because I need to write this down.
This is important
stuff.
Thank
you very much.
I've been asking for years, right?
So what was the question? Well, the question is Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo.
Has she reversed it?
Yes, she has. Yes.
Reversed?
Yeah. Okay. And then
what do they do with coffins?
Yeah, what do they do with coffins? Because if they made coffins which were recyclable, let's face it.
Yeah.
They would be cheaper, because they're really expensive, aren't they? They're thousands of pounds.
Well, the Jews don't even believe in coffins like that.
Don't you have to be buried within 24 hours or something?
And you have to be buried within 24 hours. This is a 2,000-year-old thing, because during the Roman times, the Jews were spending so much money on coffins, and they were burying important things with them. And they said,
oh, really?
No.
Well, like the Egyptians.
Yeah, they had become that. And so the rabbis, whatever it is, they said, no, you can't do that.
I thought it was to stop the body from decomposing in the heat.
Yes, that probably is true, yes. But also about should you have an incredible coffin. Mm. And wood was in short supply, whatever it was. So they said you can't.
Yeah.
And the Muslims don't even bury in the wood. They bury in a shroud.
In a shroud. Right? Yeah.
You know, so
well, like the Hindus, do you remember there was a story a while back of a guy, he might have been in Scotland actually, and he wanted to, set fire to his mother or something.
Yes, but she was alive at the time. Right.
Well, they used to do that, didn't they? You call it sooty, wasn't it? Sooty.
Yeah, like embarrassment.
Where they'd throw the wife on the fire.
Right.
If the husband died.
No, the wife would jump on the
fire. Yeah, she would jump on the fire.
And if she didn't jump on the fire.
They'd throw her on the fire. Sorry, it's bloody horrible. Anyway, so this guy apparently had to apply to the local council because he wanted to burn the body in the back garden on this kind of trestle table that he built.
Well, I think that's what they normally do.
And they got permission to do it. You imagine looking out the back window going, what's that doing? What's
and
that?
Then and they complain that you have a straw or something. You know?
Yeah, you're using a strimmer at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Okay. Yeah. So we need to find out about coffins. If people know, they could tell us. Because I've spoken to funeral directors. And they should
make a comment if they like the stream or they think that the other guy was funnier than Louis Schaefer.
I don't think so. No. They won't say that.
They won't say that.
Because he wasn't funnier than you.
No, but whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who do you like better? Who do you like? I don't even know the guy. I shouldn't even mention the guy because someone's going to be thinking, we like you more. And you can't believe that.
It's true.
You can't believe people are such liars.
I know.
But I do, you know, people do seem to, they like you and I hope they like me.
They do like you. I think a lot of people tell me it's very funny, you know. I started listening to it a couple of days ago. I was cooking and I put it on. It was very good.
You can listen to it.
It is good. What else is on the list?
Locks. Locks actually means salmon in like Russian or something.
So did you find out the etymology of it then?
No, I didn't. I didn't check at that.
You just put it on the list.
But that's what locks, is that right? Is locks a Russian word or something? How do you say salmon?
A source.
What?
La Source.
Yes, it comes from that
La Source. It sounds like Russian. Locks. Does it?
Yes, but it's an L. It's an L.
Is it like a Yiddish version of, yes. Of Russian?
Yes, it's a Yiddish version of Russian.
Okay.
Remember, there's Russian Yiddish and there's German Yiddish. There's
I didn't know that. Of Yiddish. I just thought it was Yiddish.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so that's what lox is. And we used to have it, bagels.
Happening.
I've asked you a question. She's not used to being asked.
This is what's happening. This is the show.
This is the show.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Next on the list.
Next. So we found out what lox means. It means salmon in Russian.
In Russian, right.
In Russian.
Right, okay.
And I said my landlord, his name is Jimmy.
Right.
Okay, which is Dimitrov. His name was Dimitrov.
Uh-huh.
Dimitrov.
Okay. Right? So Dimmy.
Which basically means Jimmy, son of Jimmy.
Right.
Right? Doesn't that, is what Jimmy.
He's
Jimmy.
Bulgarian, you said, right?
He was Bulgarian.
Yeah.
Which they're very close to the Russians.
Not far.
No, well, there's one country removed. That's why they're close to the Russians.
But it's not a Baltic state, is it?
It is Bulgaria. A Baltic state. Yeah, it's right down there. Yeah, it's totally a Baltic, isn't it? Totally. I'm asking a question.
Bulgaria is more like Romania. Isn't it?
And that's a Baltic state. That's the Baltic. Yes, it is.
Baltic states like Lithuania or...
No. Oh, Baltic. It's not a Baltic state. No. It's a Balkan state.
Balkan is different from Baltic.
Okay, I've got to listen to every single...
Why do you need a list? You don't seem prepared at all.
No.
This is as prepared as I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it. I've never done anything like this.
He's never been this prepared. Well, this is great.
Because the show's...
These are from matters arising from last week, by the way.
Yeah. They're just from last week. Yeah. I didn't listen to any of you. Right. Any other so he's you said it's how could he have how could he be living in London you mentioned
you did I
yeah and I said and I didn't answer that he was in New York we were right. In New York I've had another
so he was Bulgarian in New York that's quite unusual I never met anybody from
and
Bulgaria
he was he spent like 10 years in a Soviet prison he said he told me
well did he say why
because he was probably wanted an independent Bulgaria
or he might have just been a thief.
Could have been also been a thief, but he was such, maybe he could have been because he was such a nice guy.
He might have just been a criminal.
Or a criminal. I don't think he could have been a criminal. He could have been a criminal. He bought a building for $20,000 in New York.
Right.
It was like nothing.
Amazing.
It was like nothing.
And yeah. Millionaire now, presumably.
I hope so. Mm. I hope he didn't like throw it all away. I hope he didn't. He was a good guy. And then that drug that I said that I had taken two things. Mirtazapine. It was Mirtaz.
Mirtazapine. Okay.
So it wasn't whatever I said. I forgot what I said.
I can't remember. Was it a downer or something? Antidepressant.
It made me fat. I gained 2 kilograms.
Really?
Yes. I don't even know what it did, but it's like if you're gaining, it's supposed to put you to sleep. It didn't. Whatever. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking any of the pills.
What happens if you take it with a drink?
It always works better. Basically, isn't
yeah.
that
the, well, isn't normally that the speaking, yeah.
Yeah. And also, last week's show was the worst show ever.
You think?
Because that's got to be the whole...
But how do you measure that, though?
The fact that we say it. You say it.
If you say it.
And you want the audience to come
see, I think this one's going much better than it normally does already.
You think it does?
I think it's might be the best one we've done.
Yeah, but we can't say it's the best one, because if we say it's the worst one... Then people will get in on that, and I know the joke. It's the worst one.
Yeah,
the worst.
But that's why I think we now change the joke to it's the best one, because then they might go the other way.
Yeah, or be confused and start listening to Paul Cox.
He is funny.
His face.
I want to introduce you to more comedians.
I hate the fact that he's got a show. He's doing a show right now. It's like just you're
watching. Yeah, why have you got a show?
Why? Because I'm not English, because I'm a weird American guy, weird New York Jewish guy.
The anti-Jewish thing.
It's not just that. I'm not hometown. I don't know what it is.
It's because of the Free Palestine movement.
Yeah, because of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, but I was not successful even before anti-Semitism.
No. Anything else on the list?
Yeah.
It's a good list, this.
I wrote down, I said, I know how much money I don't have.
Right.
I'm very conscious of money.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just a funny line.
What's the richest you've ever been?
The richest I've ever been, besides when my dad died.
Yeah. He leave you a load of money? See, that's lucky.
He left me a load of money now, but at the time I didn't think it was that much money.
See, my dad didn't leave me any money.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because you're not a Jew.
No, but my parents didn't believe in hereditary anything. My mother didn't leave me any money either.
What, she spent every dollar?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, maybe she needed to.
She took a £1 million out of the British Exchequer for a pension because she lived so long.
She took a million?
£1 million.
That's her retirement collectively.
Yeah, like 10, because 000. She lived to be 99.
Oh, my God.
So she actually was retired for longer than she worked. Which tells you why the system's fucked.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, they're giving me money, too. And America's giving me money, too.
Already?
Well, where else am I getting money from?
Well, I don't know.
You could watch my live stream.
I just assumed that...
I don't want to talk about my financial situation. Yes. You should mind your own business.
Why don't you put it on the list?
I put it on the list. It's, because that's all I think.
Maybe you should make a list of things you don't want to talk about.
I mean, I want to be loved for my money. Because I don't really have... I remember I said
last... Do you find people like you more if you've got money?
Of course, they don't like you more. They like the money more. Yeah. It's like when I had a baby, when I was looking after the baby.
Yeah.
You hold the baby, their eyes are on the baby.
Yeah.
And you think they like you. And you put the baby down and you walk away. They don't follow you.
It's like having a dog.
Yeah, they're not interested.
Yeah, women will talk to you if you've got a dog.
Yeah,
if you haven't, they won't talk to you.
It's very similar. And I look like a guy with money. And that's why women are so unhappy.
Also, you're American, so they assume you're wealthy.
And they assume we're wealthy because we are America, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, except for Britain, which created America.
Yeah.
Can we not discuss the money?
We don't have to.
I mean, it's really...
Well, just go to the next item on the list.
I need more money. That's what I realized.
Have you thought about how to make more money?
It involves work. That's the problem.
Well, maybe you could do something which is not too strenuous.
Well, like work. I don't want to work. You look at you. You wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. 5.
Yeah.
To get here. You look a mess today.
A mess?
A little bit of a mess.
Well, my hair needs a cut, you see, that's the thing.
No, I think I like the hair that way.
I'm starting to like it longer.
I think it's better that way.
Yeah, I used to have it really long, and so maybe I'll go back to that.
I mean, and you look like you're droopy in the eye here. What is this?
Yeah, I've got a red eye. Well, partly it's a hay fever eye, I think.
Yeah, you think it's, but it's only one eye.
It's only my left eye, because my left eye is weaker than my right eye, because my son, when he was a baby.
You want to blame him?
Yeah, he stuck his finger in my eye.
Oh,
and like, I think damaged it quite a lot, but I never really, I had to have a patch for a while. He was sitting, he was on my shoulders, and I was rocking him backwards and forwards, and he went like that.
And he grabbed your eye. So hold on,
and his finger went right into my eye, right into the cornea.
Yeah. And if you're a woman, that's enough to kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that, right?
Yeah, so it's always been, so whenever I get, and I've had hay fever this year for the first time in years. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And last week it started. I had this sort of reddish eye, and I put stuff in it.
Yeah.
But it was old.
Yeah.
So I've now got new stuff, and I put it in yesterday, and it made it more red. So I don't
know. My advice is low carb.
That's always your advice.
It is. It's about a cure for everything, yeah. Low carb. You could Google it. We could Google it right now. You could Google it.
Well, it doesn't fix your eye, though.
It will fix your eye.
I don't think so.
I did. I had every single problem in the world. Athlete's foot. What does that have to do with low carb? It's low carb.
Athlete's foot.
I had itchy feet.
Right?
Yeah. Itchy feet.
Well, I don't have
my sebaceous cyst that I had removed.
From you had a cyst?
I had a cyst.
Right.
In my back. Wow. A hole in
How'd
my back.
How'd you get that?
High carb. I have a little bit of lump. I got a little tiny little lump here.
Have you?
Yeah, but it's not growing, and it's maybe even shrinking. And that's low carb. All the problems you... Listen to me.
I am.
People don't listen to me. I'm listening. All the problems we have is caused by eating a plant-based diet. Stop eating plants.
I don't eat plants.
You do.
Not
you
have really.
You had a hamburger when I walked in here.
Yeah.
What is a hamburger?
Well, it's made of beef.
But what is inside the inside? A bun. You have a bun.
There's a bun, yeah.
What is a bun made out of?
Wheat. Plant.
Wheat. What is wheat?
Okay, well,
it's the seed. You can't eat the seeds.
So I should have had the burger without the bun, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're doing the In-N-Out burger with a lettuce.
Yes.
You can wrap it in lettuce.
Even lettuce. I mean, lettuce is pointless. But, you don't eat the bun.
Yeah.
Whatever problem you have, your eye... Well, let's say like me, I couldn't move my shoulder. Mm. I couldn't move my thing. I had that frozen shoulder thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had my finger. I had to tape my hands shut because I had trigger finger.
Really? Yeah,
every night I had a.
Well, how long ago was that?
It was like that. It was like.
Wow.
And then it would go like that. It would pop open.
Right.
And it would be the most painful thing in the world.
How
Everybody
strange.
Knows this. It's called the trigger finger.
Okay.
And that's caused by high carb. I had gout.
Gout? That's really serious.
Yes, it's not really serious.
But it's not good.
No, it's not.
Well, so I'm told it's the most painful thing that you can get.
I couldn't walk.
No.
I couldn't bend.
A friend
down.
Of mine used to get it.
And then when
that's from rich food, though, isn't it?
No, it isn't. That's a lie.
Is it?
Let them eat cake, those people. It isn't from the meat that they were eating. It was from these people were people who were eating lots of cake and sugar because they were rich. The poor people. That's why I was associated with rich people. Mm. I'm not a doctor. But that's what it is. I had gout. I had plantar fasciitis. You know what that is?
No.
It's similar to gout, but it's in the balls of your feet. And I was like hobbling
around.
Sounds
a right old mess. How long ago was this?
This is 9 years ago.
Right. Okay.
Because I've been carnivore. I've been low carb since 2019, January 1st. So how many is that?
So you haven't been sick since?
Basically, no. No.
Apart from the depression.
Well, you know.
So it hasn't fixed that then?
Well, you know, when you've got a lot of time to think, you think bad thoughts.
I suppose.
No, actually, it has fixed that. Do I seem depressed to you?
No, but you said you were on antidepressants.
No. I call my doctor and I said, I need Zopiclone.
Right.
And he needs.
And what's that?
That's the good stuff.
But that's antidepressants.
No, it's not. It's a sleeping pill.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's got a 5-hour.
I love that Americans know all about these drugs. I know nothing about.
Yeah, because you trust the NHS, which is a state sponsored.
Well, I just don't. No, I just don't take that many drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
Neither do I. I mean, they wanted to give me tons of drugs. Mm. What are you pressing the buttons for? What are you doing?
Your mic is quiet because you keep moving your head.
Is that right? But so I can't move my head.
No, you can. So that's why I'm fixing it.
Oh, you're fixing it. Thank you very much. He's very
you're
professional.
Welcome.
I'm just pressing a green button there.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? He's going to ask
I
in
haven't,
a second.
You know, yeah.
41 minutes. So
41
is that
minutes.
Too long.
We it isn't too long. Like people hour, are asking. Minutes. I don't think it should be more than an hour.
It shouldn't be more than 45 minutes. 45 minutes is long enough. Definitely.
You think it is with other people because they're so fucking boring.
Yeah.
But I'm telling everybody
out there.
Well,
you want it longer.
What else am I doing? I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but I'm not here just to fucking
I really enjoy just hanging out here. It's so great. I'm looking at Charlotte over there. I'm looking at Elena over here. I'm thinking about having Marilyn when she was over here.
Right.
It's all like girls. I might even get...
Bring one with you.
I should.
Bring one of your girlfriends in.
No, I can't. I can't. Because they're not around.
Really?
That's my problem. That's why I need
well,
three of
during the day.
Them. During the week, they're around. They're not around. I need to have... And Elena's
mad. Oh, so you don't want to talk about them, you said.
And I also don't want to talk about it. Because you meant... Because even though they... I don't want to... Here's the point. Here's the point. Okay.
Come on, let's go back to the list.
The list is, you mentioned like it was 12 degrees in Oost. Oost.
Uist. Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
like
Scotland.
That was a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
12 degrees is a miserable temperature. It's 55 degrees.
The context, though, was when it was really hot down here. So the reason the guy said it was great was because he'd been fed up.
But it's 12
in
degrees.
London, where it was like 38. It's
12 degrees year round in Oost. It's a horrible place.
Because Scotland is a very cold and unwelcoming place.
And those are the people.
You know? And when I first moved up there to work in Glasgow, my girlfriend came up and I went into March. I think she came in June.
Yeah.
And that first month of June, it rained for 26 days.
Yes.
Nonstop. And she couldn't understand the people.
Yeah.
What she was like,
why are they living here?
She didn't know what they were saying.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't understand the Scottish accent.
What does that have to do with the weather?
Well, it was a kind of mal de bois, if you want, of living in Scotland.
Mal de bois. I love it when you speak French.
Thank you. Because she hated it. Because
mal de bois.
Mal
what
de bois. It means sick in the head.
Oh, okay.
And so she couldn't understand, because they say weird things like, who's first? You've been in a shop.
Yeah.
And they'll say, instead of who's next, they say, who's first?
Yeah.
Who's first? And she didn't know what it meant. She's like... She wouldn't move, and they'd go, and so other people would go in front of her, because she didn't know what they were saying, and she couldn't understand what they couldn't understand the accent. for the whole, she lived there for like 4 years, didn't understand a word.
What does it have to do with the weather? I mentioned 12 degrees.
Well, it's part of the weather problem, because she hated the weather as well. Because the weather,
so you associate the weather with your girlfriend and her giving you a hard time and breaking up with you?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. Well, we didn't really break up. It's sort of complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I don't want to talk about it.
So we end here.
Yeah, it's a good place to end.
It's a good way. Well, we can finish next week.
We can finish the list. We can add more things to the list.
But no, I'll listen to this.
I like the list.
The list. No, like, you can't go back two shows.
There might be some recurring themes.
Well, because people, I want them to know what I'm thinking, because a lot of people don't believe me, or they believe. Because they think I'm a comedian.
You are a comedian.
They think, oh, everything's a joke.
So everything's, yeah.
But do they believe everything that you say?
I think they do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's the difference. I'd like to be you because you are respected. and you say things. I say things.
Not universally, though.
I say death to people. And people actually don't believe that. I'm thinking that, and I'm thinking that. I think this has been the worst show we've ever done.
Yeah, I think so. Probably
I think it's just disintegrated. I think maybe we should end on something funnier.
We did already, but then you carried on. So you've ruined the punchline.
No, I made a mistake by asking. I would have continued 41 minutes. That's...
Well, it's now probably 50 minutes.
Do I just press end?
Yeah.
You just press end.
Yeah, just press end. Because they can listen.
Let me get some value out of this. They can watch this. I don't want them to listen to my stream, because people listen to the stream and they think, oh, this is Louis Schaefer is going to be bright and vivacious like I was today.
You were, actually.
Was I vivacious?
Yeah, you were vivacious. Yeah.
Because you were a bit under the weather today.
You think?
No, you said it. You said it in the beginning.
Well, I'm a bit tired. Yeah.
Why? What did you do last night?
I slept enough. Well, some nights I just don't sleep as well.
But do you have a watch? Do you tie it into your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've got a Fitbit which measures my sleep, and it's never very good.
No, so your sleep is never very good.
No.
Yeah.
Not really, except at the weekends.
But you got to wake up at 5. So what time do you go to sleep at night?
Well, I try and go at about 10.
Right.
But it doesn't always work out because I'm not a very good. Late, you know, I like staying up late.
Yeah, me too.
So it's hard for me to go to bed at 10. So usually it's more like 11.
Well, that's even that's even that's like early. So if you go to sleep at 11, that's only 6 hours sleep. So
But I wake up a lot though.
I wake up too screaming. My ex-wife, let me see the kids. I mean, you don't.
I love the idea of you waking up screaming. I actually did that once. I had this really bad dream, and I woke up and I was like, "Oh!" It was really weird.
Yeah.
I've only done it once, though, I think.
Because that's what dreams. Dreams are really scary. I'm not going to say.
No, we're going to finish now.
Save it
for next week.
Okay.
We'll talk about dreams next week.
We'll talk about dreams. What I don't even have dreams. Okay. I don't even have hopes. That's how bad things are going.
Well, don't worry. Andy Burnham's got all the hope that you need.
Oh, God. Why do you have to end on him?
Yeah. Well, because he's going to speak later today, apparently.
Well, who are you going to interview today after I'm here?
I'm going home after this.
You're going home?
Yeah.
What about, where's Marilyn?
She lives in sort of Norfolk or somewhere.
Does she live far out there?
Buckinghamshire, that's right.
She hasn't contacted me. She lives near Woburn. To reach me. In Woburn?
Near Woburn, yeah.
Where is Woburn?
It's near Bedford.
Oh, okay.
That way. Up the M1.
Is near some, I think Woburn is where... Okay.
There's a safari park there.
Oh, yeah. There's also, it's military stuff where the London people used to escape during the war.
Might be.
I think. Yeah, and then Leo curses on your other channel.
Is he? He's funny.
He is really funny. He is funny.
You're funnier.
Yeah, because I'm not serious. He's actually making a point.
He's making a point.
People can laugh at me. They think, oh, he's just kidding about the carb stuff. About his wife. He loves women. He's so...
You've actually been good today on the women front.
Yeah, because it's been too much.
Yeah.
It's been too much.
You haven't slagged them off.
I can't discuss because... Yeah.
Can we stop now?
Okay,
we should stop.
Okay, end the stream.
I'm stopping it.
Now.
Press the button.
Yeah.
Don't press the button.